This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Wednesday, the 15th of April. I'm Sarah Stollarz. It's Beige Book Day. No idea what that means? Well, don't get too excited. It's a financial report released by the Federal Reserve. What does make it slightly different is that it includes anecdotes from businesses around the country, as well as the usual facts and figures. I asked Joe Saluzzi, co-manager of the Themis Trading Company in New Jersey, what he made of it.
It's a Federal Reserve report of their regional districts, and it's usually kind of lukewarm or mixed signals than it was again today. There was some signs of slow, steady growth. There was actually bullish on housing, but then they also blamed the weather on, lack of retail earnings in the first quarter. So a mixed thing. It didn't really give us much guidance.
You say it's a mixed thing, but these are not actually numbers in this report, are they?
They're regional banks coming through with their forecast and what they've seen over the past. It ranges from March to first week of April. So there are numbers in there. And they do see, it's pretty much they're trying to put predictions out. But like I said, normally they tend to be a mixed signal because they're looking at all different regions around the country. And you're not getting a good consensus.
I mean, I've heard that they have anecdotal information in there, some quotes from different people in different parts of the country, different parts of the economy. Is that right?
They do, and you have to wonder, is that cherry-picked, and where is that kind of information? They may talk about a farmer in Montana or a shoemaker in California or something like that. I do kind of wonder where they get the stories from.
Someone said it's the ask your uncle approach to finance. I'm not sure what you make of that. One of my uncles is German, one of them is Greek, so I'm not sure where I'd stand on that. Do you think you can actually draw any real conclusions from this this report?
No, I don't think so. And I think the market didn't react at all, and I think that's why you really can't draw a conclusion. And like you said, anecdotal evidence is not something I'm looking for. I'm looking for real hardcore numbers at this point. Sometimes if they do say something, a little out of the ordinary, the market will react, but a lot of times the market does not react.
Anything else been exciting you on Wall Street? Have the Google shares had any reaction to the case that's been brought against them in Europe today?
Not much, actually. They pretty much didn't pay much attention to that either. Intel was pretty strong, so the Intel earnings came out. They came out last night. The stock was up 5%, so that was actually a strong report. But we're still waiting on a number of earnings reports.
Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading there. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.4% at 18,112. And at the end of the day in London, the main share index was up 0.3% at 7,096.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.